to our meeting on Sustainability and Environment Committee, our new name for Neighbourhood Services. I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully, everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure, if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring in members as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you want to ask a question or C for a comment. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so that we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay, so I'm just going to check. Can everybody hear me clearly tonight? Yep, that's good. Thanks, Ted. Okay, I have apologies here for Councillor Owen and Councillor Stokes. Was there any other apologies tonight? No. Okay, we move on to item two, which is declarations of conflict of interest.
Non-chairperson.
No. Thank you, Councillor Andrews. We'll move on to item three, which is the action sheet of the Neighbourhood Services Committee meeting held on the 23rd of June 2022, and we'll just take it page by page. So, page one, page two, page three, page four, page five, page six, page seven, page eight, page nine, and page 10. Were there any issues arising from the action sheet? Nope. So everyone's happy enough. We move on to item four. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Item three, the action sheet was proposed by Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Murphy. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item four, and it is to consider the following notice of motion in the names of Councillor Hannah and Councillor Riley. Councillor Hannah, do you want to read out your motion and you can speak on it afterwards?
Okay, Chair. I'll read it here now. Council has installed height restrictions on entry into amenity sites which prevents hire vehicles / vans accessing amenity sites. Height restrictions should be removed immediately as they prevent a lot of ratepayers disposing of domestic wastes at sites. That is the motion, Chair. Right. On this, the reason I'm bringing this motion forward is very, very simple. The amount of complaints I have had It's quite colossal, so it is on this particular subject. I don't know what other cancers have found, but in the Mourns area and throughout a few other areas, this is what I've been receiving. I believe there that this height restriction quite significantly reduces the ratepayers' access to the sites. It does. It has a massive impact in that the reduction in the service that has been provided by the council. I think there is a significant problem there. You have to remember that a lot of people there, when they're transporting waste to the amenity site, there do not want to transport it, number one, in their vehicle, because it could be, put it this way, for want of a better way of saying they're messy or does not suit being transported in a car. So a van is very much needed in this situation, so there's, or a hire van, just to transport that type of particular waste. And it should it be old kitchen equipment, like cookers, fridges, anything like that, you do need something a lot higher to move them type of things. The other problem there that I've been informed, there was one particular person who actually went to Kilkeel Amenity site, a disabled person who actually has one of them Bilingo type vans, could not gain access to the site simply because the van was too high to dispose of waste. So that is an issue that should never happen. Everybody should have unrestricted access to it. So I believe this is a big negative that is on this council and should be rectified as soon as possible, and that I believe that these height restrictions should be removed as soon as possible, said his chair. That's as much as I want to say on it at this moment. Thank you, and I call on all councillors to support what I'm saying. There is a problem. I think they're not necessary, these height restrictions. And leave it at that, chair, for the time being. Thank you. Henry, seconding it, says.
Can you hear me, Una? I can't hear anything.
I think Una's having problems with the mic, Henry.
All right. It's not like Una to be quiet.
You know, change mics.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
That's us, the usual switch on, switch off tactic was used there. Okay, Councillor Riley, sorry, you're seconding the motion. Would you like to speak on it?
Yes, please. Una.
Yeah, go ahead there.
Yeah, and just totally agree with everything Glenn has said. Even before the barrier was implemented, whenever I heard that it was going to be implemented, I wrote to the management involved and explained my concerns and highlighted the fact that there's such a large proportion of the community in Mourne are tradesmen that they don't have tow bars in their cars and they use their vans for going to the recycling centre. And you know, the reply was the concern that commercial waste or commercial users could exploit the skip site or the recycling centre. And I still don't accept that argument that, you know, surely to goodness there would be, our staff would be perceptive enough to understand when somebody was abusing the system, with the same staff there nearly all the time. And, you know, they know the regulars, they know the genuine people who are using it, and there are many vans going in and out of there with bigger items like fridges and that type of thing that Glenn has pointed out. So I just don't accept the argument for having it in place whatsoever, and it is causing massive inconvenience for so many people across Mourne. I've heard of people, you know, weren't even aware of it, coming up from as far as Glasdrumman on the Longstone and Amalong, and been told, no, you're not allowed in because you're in a van. And it just seems absurd to me. And not only that, no, this wasn't run by councillors. This was a decision made at official level that affects our constituents who come to us and complain. You know, so I think there has to be some acknowledgement of the fact that councillors should have a full role in these type of decisions that are that have such a direct effect on the community that we represent. But formally sack that, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. I think most councillors have been given issues around this problem with the height restrictions, and councillor are very aware. So I'm just going to take comments here first, and we'll allow Sinead to respond to the motion. Councillor McKee, you're in there first.
I'm a non-member, maybe others should be allowed in.
Oh, sorry, apology, Councillor McKee, I thought you were a member. If you don't mind, I will take committee members first, if that's okay. Councillor Murphy.
Yes, thanks very much, Chair, for letting me in. Is there a bit of an echo there?
Yeah.
I'll try anyway. I'll try my best here. Can you hear me okay, Anna?
Yeah, we can hear you clearly, Doug.
Oh, right. First and foremost, I do agree with the sentiments, you know, that Glenn and fair play to you for bringing this issue, you know, to everybody's attention. It is something that we are all probably, you know, being told by members of the public, you know, the difficulties and stuff like that there. Now, the decision for the barriers was made well before my time, but I understand why, you know, the issue was brought, or the barriers were brought in, because it was to try and deal with, you know, obviously people, you know, using and abusing the recycling centres for the dumping of commercial waste without paying, you know, so... You know, that is something that we have to bear in mind, that, you know, we just can't, you know, leave it carte blanche, you know, where everybody and anybody can just use it. But unfortunately, while the commercial users were rightly curtailed, what wasn't foreseen was the problems that were going to arise for domestic users. And this is the difficulty that we're facing at the moment. You know, so it was an unforeseen issue, I think, at the time when the decisions were being made. Now that it has been seen, it is maybe something that we have to take a look at. You know, it's not the policy as in, you know, we need to do something with the commercial waste users. It is the issue that implementing that policy has also negatively impacted on the domestic users. You know, so it is our job to try and come to some type of solution to resolve that particular matter. And I think maybe if Sinead's dealing with this, then possibly, and this is up to yourselves, I'm not 100% sure that we can just make the decision tonight just to remove the barriers, period. But I would be happy enough, if you're willing to accept the amendment, Glenn, that we leave it in the hands of Sinead to go and take a look at how do we try and redress the problem with the domestic user. If that was possible, if somebody went away, did a paper and came back to us, I'd be more than happy to go along with that. That's it. Sure. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. I would actually like to second your amendment there. I'll go back to Councillor Hannah just to see if he would be willing to accept that amendment.
Chair, I don't know if I'm happy with it at all, Declan. So my problem is this is only kicking it down the road. So it is. I suspect we'll come back with a fluff of a job. So well, it will never satisfy anybody. I would like to hear before I would accept that there, Declan, there what the council would propose first. It's just I suspect there'll be no arrangements made that will satisfy anybody. So well, but the general public is the ones I know there is a problem. So there is, Declan, there. Separating, how do you separate out domestic waste from another? It would have to be very much time restricted if I was to accept that. Declan, would you accept it if we left it at a few weeks?
No, 100%. Glenn, you know, this isn't, I certainly was hoping possibly that a paper would have been presented here tonight, you know, given the fact that, you know, this motion had been made, sent to the council quite a while ago. No, you're right. I think at the very latest, by the next meeting, we should have a paper in front of us.
Right. I would accept your amendments, so I would then Declan there, and as long as Andrew and his staff there are happy there to present for next meeting, because I don't want this dragging on for any amount of time. What would you, Henry, would you be happy with that?
Yeah, if you're the proposer, Glenn, I'm the seconder, I'm happy. It's also worth pointing out, Declan, and Madam Chair, that Kilkeel Recycling Centre actually generated a fair amount of income from commercial users. I think it was the highest in the whole district. So there's that aspect of it too. You know, you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater by stopping everybody coming in. And you're losing that bit of income as well. Thank you.
I'm happy to accept that in the amendment. As long as it's within, would you touch that till we have it for the next meeting then?
Absolutely. Then, yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Hanna. Listen, we'll take the rest of the comments and we'll let Sinead come back. Thanks very much, Councillor Hanna, for accepting that. We'll get a report back for the next meeting. Next on my list there was Councillor McMurray.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Councillor Hanna, for bringing forward the motion, and I suppose in some ways the pair and Councillor Murphy as well for coming to the arrangement in regards, because I think it highlighted a few points. Listen, just to reiterate, I suppose some of the issues that have been made, certainly it's been raised to me personally with regards height restrictions. I've seen it causing issues in the sense of in the Ban Road there. It's on the main road. It's a small driveway. Way as such, so if a large vehicle comes in and is unprepared for it, then it causes a whole tailback. And also, from a very personal point of view, I drive a van, you know, and they say it's sort of it's an unusual scenario in that I can, on the entrance, I can just creep under it, but whenever I exit the Ban Road, I have to come out the entrance side of the gate, because if I try and go out the exit side of the gate, I catch my roof bars. So it is something that is quite unique there, really. So certainly I'm happy to do that. Also, we'd like to pick up or reiterate Councillor Riley's point as well, and just regarding actually, you know, how could it be, you know, turned into a win for the council to allow more waste in their recycling depots as well, if there a win could be had, so to speak. But certainly I'm happy to support Councillor Hanna, and again the amendment is agreeable too as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor McMurray. Councillor Andrews.
Thank you very much, Chair. And I'd like to thank Councillors Hanna and Reilly for tabling the motion and voicing their concerns, along with other councillors, about what's happening here. And I know that some time ago I did raise a request for permits to be issued to the likes of drivers or users of these type of vehicles who are domestic, up to a certain maximum per annum. You know, I'd like to know, have the council progressed these type of permits, and if so, when will they be issued to those who require them? And maybe that's another option that could clear up a lot of issues at the gates, whenever somebody turns up in a van who's a domestic user, can present a printed permit to say, look, I'm domestic, there's my permit, and then that probably could clear up a lot of issues as well. And maybe when the officers do go away from tonight's meeting, maybe that's another string in the bow that they can look at and take it from there. And as I say, I do support a time scale to try to get to some form of compromise or solution that all affected are winners. But the SDLP will be supporting the motion along with the amendments that have been tabled. So thanks very much.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Councillor McEvitt.
Thanks very much, Una. Listen, I think the officers in the council were well aware of the problems that are mean these sites, particularly with high rise vehicles. I'm going to talk about the Chapel Road site in Uri. It's one of the biggest recycling centres we have. Where they've had to put additional signage up lately, where it says keep the entrance clear, because there's been that many traffic issues with people getting in. I think the opening times that have been reduced around COVID have also caused a lot of problems, certainly from constituents contacting myself. So the two main problems would be high-rise vehicles, not just vans, but maybe even some jeeps can't get in through some of the barriers. I think as well it's been like a double whammy, because for years people called them the dump, let's face it, and it's been up to council to get the message out there that it's not actually a dumping ground for everything, it's a recycling centre, and we've reduced what intake they can take, and getting that message out as well, I actually think it has been very, very good, but it's been reduced down, the good work on that, by our local domestic users not being able to use them. Again, because of height restrictions and the times and the closing times of them, used to be far more evening working on, particularly around the summer, which hasn't been happening. I fully support the motion. I fully support the timing of it. But I would hate to think that a paper's going to come back here and say that we can't lift the barriers. Something has to be done because, as I say, a lot of people do drive and a lot of people don't drive and have to hire a van maybe to get rid of, I know I'm going to say mattresses, and somebody's probably going to come back and say we don't take them anymore for some reason, but I mean that's somebody moving house and they're recycling furniture and or our washing machines, tumble dryers, cookers, whatever it may be. It is a recycling centre and they do take those. So I mean, look, I'm all for those who may have used a van, and like, you know, I know the staff that work particularly in Chapel Road site in Uri, and they're very capable of saying we don't take that type of stuff and on your way to a lot of people, and no doubt that if our local builder was coming in and using and abusing it, that they wouldn't belong telling them on your way, the same as they do. That's what they're paid to do as well, to control it. So I don't want any excuses around that either, because they are very capable of doing that. I've witnessed them doing it in the past, particularly around paint, believe it or not. Where people were taking in too much paint and wee bit of rubble or whatever in the past. So, look, fully support the motion, Glenn and Henry, for you coming with Declan's amendment. And looking forward to next month's meeting to see what the solution's going to be. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor McKevitt. Next on the committee is Councillor Taylor.
Yep, thank you, Chair. Happy to support the proposal. You know, even over recent days, I've had a similar issue that I had to raise with officials regarding a constituent that had called to a HRC and was turned away. And again, it was domestic items that he was looking to dispose of. And you know, certainly we should be doing all we can to encourage our district, you know, population to recycle and obviously improve recycling targets. And, you know, going to HRC centres shouldn't serve as a deterrent to anybody. You know, we should be trying to facilitate them, obviously within reason, because we can't allow abuse of any system either that we have. But I think we can find the necessary measures, you know, to do that. You know, and I hope obviously that the paper that will be brought forward by the next meeting will bring forward, you know, some way of doing that, because I think, as Glenn has already said, it is an issue that's raised regularly with all of us as councillors, and we do need to find a solution to it. I don't think it's enough to say that we can't find a way around this. We can. We just have to, you know, think hard about how we do this without actually, obviously, with ensuring that there is no abuse of the system. So happy to support what's here and look forward to the paper coming over the coming weeks so it can be presented to the next meeting of our committee. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Councillor Clark.
Thanks very much, Chair. I agree with the motion as well. As the others have spoken, you do at least get one or two phone calls a week in regards to it. And it's difficult, you know, for councillors to tell, you know, ratepayers that they can't get in. When it's the only means of transport, you know, it's been alluded to, there's jeeps, you know, there's people carriers, you know, there's a couple of people contacted me in camper vans. That's their only mode of transport. And weren't able to bring it in. And it was clear, you know, that it wasn't trade if somebody landed up in a camper van, you know. So there should have been flexibility in regards to that. And I understand it's a very difficult task at times for the operators, the people on the front line, you know. And we have to protect staff in regards to, you know, abuse, because they do get a lot of abuse, you know, when skips are full and whatever. And I was on the committee when this was discussed originally, and we all had doubts about it in regards to people that had vans and it was the only means of transport, you know. So we did, you know, highlight that at the beginning of this process, that it could cause difficulties, it could increase dumping, you know, throughout the district. But all these things were raised. We asked for permits. I asked for permits for a man or a woman in van, you know, that business where they do collections for people who don't have transport, and we never seen the permits never came, you know. So it's something along them lines, and or even an inspection area, you know, where you clearly can, if it's a guy contacted me last week, works in a vegetable shop, and he was taking white goods to the facility. So surely how else were they going to get the white goods to the facility? you know, if you have a small car, you would need a van, you know, to take them to the recycling centre, you know. So he had a washing machine, a fridge, and a washing machine. They seemed to run out all the same time, or break down all the same time. But, you know, they were very annoyed by it. You know, they were saying, it's clear I'm in a fruit and veg business, and I'm taking white goods to the recycling centre, and tried to, you know, explain the situation, but there was no leeway. You know, so there has to be some sort of, you know, solution. As I said, when this was introduced, it was introduced in good faith and goodwill. It was to improve the facilities for the residents, because when there's no barriers on it, the commercial vehicles were using it, filling the skips up, and then the local people couldn't use the skips. You know, so I think we need, as Declan's amendment suggests, we take a month, get a paper brought back, look at possible options, and then the councillors can take a decision on that. But I agree, something has to change in regards to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. And finally, we get back to Councillor McKee, who's a non-member. So, Councillor McKee, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Chair, and thanks for Glenn and Henry's notice of motion, a very important one. What I do know is I've had a couple of phone calls recently from angry people. I have to say they were angry because they couldn't get in. One had a wee tractor, 40 years of age, with a wee cab on it, and he had a small tandem axle trailer, like a domestic trailer, but he had no tow bar in his car, so he used that, and he said they won't let me in because of the height restriction. You know, and the other thing about it is, maybe just because a work ban has a name, sort of a builder, constructor, whatever the case may be, doesn't mean to say they're always bringing in builder's waste. Obviously, they have domestic waste of their own. And as someone said, not everybody has tow bars. In fact, it's very seldom. I would know cars have tow bars on them now anyway. So, and the other thing is, even through our own council, we know that there's significant benefits to separate these waste streams at HRC centres. And I think that's important, because if you start to see what may happen in the near future or a bit later, that it will cost our council to clean up maybe fly tip and stuff that people get fed up with, what they're going to do with it, they won't let us in. And if you look at some of the vehicles there, height, a lot of the vehicles nowadays, you know, are quite high. They're much higher than old cars used to be. Even if a car has a roof rack, lots of people would have now, you see, with bicycles on the roof rack or canoes in the roof racks. So those people are actually excluded from going in. So I think something needs to happen. It needs to change. And I do believe, yes, a paper would need to come back. And not just a case of raising this barrier by 6 inches. To me, they need to be removed. And obviously, some type of management within there. And we do know that very often you go in, I don't go in very often, but when you do go in, there's always people there to oversee what you have and making sure you're putting stuff in the right thing, right place. So I think, you know, they could be able to draw the conclusion. If some man's in there with a trailer with even half a load of blocks on it, that man needs to go out through the gate again. That's not required. It's for domestic waste, and somewhere they can draw up conclusion what's needed and what's not needed, and work that out. But Chairman, that's what I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor McKee. It's good that we've come to some sort of an agreement that we'll wait and see what the paper comes back with next month. But I'm going to allow Sinead in here to give the council official reaction to the motion, okay?
Okay, thank you, Chair. I just wanted to come back on some of the motion and some of the points that have been raised here this evening. Can you hear me okay? Yeah. Can you hear me okay? Yeah. Okay, so I suppose the first point I'd like to make is in relation to the intent of the height restrictor is, as it has been remarked, is to deter commercial waste coming into the site. And, you know, as Councillor Clark has pointed out, you know, we've had issues with filling out of skips and the cost of the disposal of these types of waste on the ratepayer. This decision in relation to the closing of the height barriers, and most of them have been in place for quite a while, is based on a policy decision that was made by Council in 2019. Just picking up on a couple of the points, and I know a number of councillors have mentioned about bulky items coming, and I just wanted to point out that we also do have a bulky collection service where items can be collected at residents' properties for a small cost. So that is something in the interim period that you can be directing residents to. In relation to the point about access to disabled drivers in vehicles with that have high vehicles over the 1.95 metres, they absolutely should be granted access. And if there, that is something that's been quite clear in the policy. So if we have anybody that's driving a disabled vehicle that has a disabled badge, that they should absolutely be given access and the barriers to be opened for those residents. I just wanted to, I suppose, point out, and Councillor McKay has touched on this, about the importance of increasing our recycling rates, and this is really what this is about. And you know, given the difference that we have in the cost of the disposal of the unsorted residual as opposed to the recyclables, some of them actually do provide an income, such as cardboard. That message about increasing recycling and sorting out waste and not receiving commercial waste is key. And as Councillor McKevitt mentioned, that the message that we need there is that it is a recycle centre and not a dump. I would go back in relation to the amendment, and given the concerns that have been raised, I'd undertake to review the council policy on the waste acceptances at the HRC sites, and based on that paper of 2019. Just picking up on maybe some of the other points. Yes, the point in relation to the permits and the query from Councillor Andrew in relation to that. And that is a previous recommendation that will need to be implemented, and that will be addressed in the paper as well. In relation to opening times and the issues that have been highlighted in relation to traffic, that is something that we're looking at addressing through the HRC review, which is ongoing at the moment. Just again to pick up on a point that Councillor Clark made in relation to, you know, protecting staff regarding abuse, and I just would like to take the opportunity to highlight that this is an issue that we regularly experience, and even before the height restriction barriers were closed at all of the sites, that we would regularly have issues with our staff at the HRC sites receiving abuse when they are challenging people about what they're bringing to the sites. And we would welcome support from elected members on a no-tolerance policy on abuse to staff. See if that is all of the points that have been raised. And I suppose that the Councillor Andrews had raised McMurray had raised the point in relation to the Ban Road and the accidents that have happened at the height restriction barrier. So that is something that we're looking at addressing in terms of visibility and signage at the entrance to that site, which we have increased, but we're just keeping that under review. So in conclusion, I undertake to have a paper back at the next committee addressing the concerns that have been raised here tonight. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Sinead. Councillor Hannah, do you want to just sum up before we take a proposer and a seconder on the motion and the amendment?
Chair Henry, are you ready? You're happy to get them in there. Just, Chair, just on that there, I'm listening to Sinead and I'm frightened that she'll come up with a fudge. That's just what I'm afraid of. So it is. It definitely has to be sorted out this year. I honestly don't think the officers understand the anger that is out there. I've had so many people on to me. It's just unbelievable. And that's why the motion was very direct. So it was to the point. So it was, I thank Declan there for steadying me up a wee bit. So I do. But I tell you, I do not want, to be quite honest with you, I know Sinead mentioned about the bulk lifts. I find them unreliable, sir. I do, to be quite honest with you. The council's under pressure. They just disappear, so they do. So we do need this sorted out. And I think possibly some sort of a triaging type area where it's quite easy, so it is quite, you know, if you look at the type of rubbish that is to be deposited by somebody, whether it's domestic or it's commercial. I agree that the commercial shouldn't be getting in there, because all my commercial waste goes to a commercial skip area, skip moms. I do, so I've no problem with that at all. Just Sinead, I do want a proper answer to this here. I want it sorted properly, so I do, and not a fudge. That's just all I'm going to say to you. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Hannah. I think we're all in agreement with you that no one wants a fudge. We want this sorted. All councillors are getting the same issues every day of the week. So myself and Councillor Andrews made our new director and Sinead aware of the issues at hand in our pre-meeting. So they are fully aware that a fudge won't be accepted on this occasion. So. Thank you,
Councillor. I'm not having to go at Andrew just when he's just started there. We don't know each other yet. And even look, I've even got a colour of tie on here for you to have. What a lovely pink shirt I have for you.
I was wondering why you were dressed up, Glenn.
Well, I dressed up for Andrew tonight, so.
You're sweet.
Okay, folks, before we move on, can I get a proposer and a seconder for the motion by Councillor Hannah, and including the amendment by Councillor Murphy to bring back a paper for the next meeting? Proposed by Councillor Andrews, and I'm happy to second. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. We will move on to item 5, which is the quarterly provisional estimates for January to March 2022, and Andrew is going to take this paper.
Thank you, Chair. Members, this is the standard Northern Ireland Environment Agency publication. It comes out quarterly and gives you the local authority collected municipal waste management statistics for the 11 councils, and this is for the period, the last quarter of 21-22, for January to March. I haven't got very many things to say about it. There has been a slight reduction in the amount of recycling across the 11 councils, and there's been a very slight increase in the amount of landfill, whilst the amount of waste which is going for energy recovery has gone up quite a bit, and the total amount collected is about 230,000 tonnes in the quarter. From a Newry Morning Down District Council point of view, I think one of the significant points for our own particular council is the very small amount of waste that the council ends up sending to landfill. Now, council doesn't send anything directly to landfill, and there's only a very small percentage which, as a result of the discard from various recycling processes, which ends up in landfill sites. And I think the council is to be commended on that. We would have the second lowest landfill figure of any of the 11 councils. Again, there's been some significant points made about recycling, and I would just like to say that, you know, recycling, whether it's in the terms of mixed dry recyclates or food and garden waste, it's far better in the brown or the blue bin as opposed to the black bin, both from an economic and an environmental point of view. It's significantly more expensive for the council to process residual waste in the grey bin, and anything we can do to encourage the movement of waste away from the grey bin into either of the other two is only to be commended. And again, just picking up on the last item, yes, certainly recycling centres are a key part to that, as they enable a lot of segregation of the waste type. So, Chair, that's really all. I just wanted to bring the report to members' attention. It just came out there towards the very end of July, and this was the first opportunity to do so.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. If no committee members want to come in and comment, I see a comment in there from Councillor McKee. So go on ahead, Councillor McKee.
Yes, thanks, Chair. Yes, I did notice that, Andrew, I'd like to take the note of that, that we are the second lowest amount of waste going to landfill, and that's really good when you look at the graph. I still would have a slight concern, maybe a major concern, across the board, not only here, but Northern Ireland as a whole. I think it's entire, maybe 27% or whatever, goes to for the benefit of energy recovery, as it says. You know, and I've always had a concern with energy recovery, because to energise
in fact, other countries, even outside of Northern Ireland. And yet we are content here in Northern Ireland to see our waste being loaded onto ships and taken out of here. You talk about the environment and fossil fuels and all that goes with that. And yet all we're doing is ticking the boxes. We have so many percent going to waste energy. And that generally ends up Sweden or wherever that goes. I'm not too sure exactly, but that's mainly where it goes. But I'm not too sure if this council can do anything about it, or I'm certainly it's a much bigger thing. But until that is addressed, you know, we needn't talk about maybe the lack of electricity here at various points down the line during the years whenever we're sending waste elsewhere. I'm not too sure if there's even an answer to that. There used to be another organisation that would have talked about that quite a bit, but nothing's actually happened about it. So really, that's all I wanted to say, Trevor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McKee. Do you want to come back?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Certainly, yes. I mean, there is a significant amount of refuse-derived fuel or solid-recovered fuel which comes from waste, which is exported to places like Sweden. There are clearly facilities on the islands, and you know, even within Belfast, for example, there are facilities for the treatment, the thermal treatment or processing of residual waste. And there are other facilities, such as I was just thinking there of places like Quinn Cement Works and the cement works in Cookstown, which are using waste as a fuel to replace petroleum coke, which again is an on-island solution. And I think those types of solutions are to be commended. It is not something which the council can directly influence. It certainly can, through various other organisations, help to encourage that. And I would say that there is probably a deficit of facilities for the thermal treatment of waste. There's another argument which even says that the thermal treatment of waste isn't the best thing to be doing, but it's better than landfill. It's not as good as recycling. And a personal opinion of mine would be that you need to maximise on the recycling before you even think about the thermal processing of waste, because at least that way you're putting the material back into the circular economy, if you like, that the material is going around in circles. But I take the point, it's well made, and there have in recent years been more facilities coming on board that will deal with waste as a fuel, as opposed to, say, for example, importing petroleum coke as a substitute.
Chairperson, could I just come in there a second? Maybe it's something, even as a council, we're quite a big council area now, maybe if these other companies are doing it, maybe there's some way that we could look at that ourselves to have some type of incineration to benefit, I don't know, your area down Patrick. I'll say Kilkeel, but somewhere larger that could take up that. And if you know, hydrogen is something that has to be looked at very seriously now, and there's benefits in all of that. So maybe rather something that could be looked at down the line, rather than just simply, obviously there's not enough incineration places in Northern Ireland, quite small at the minute. They may grow, but I'm only thinking maybe you're more than down as a council could look at some sort of an incineration system themselves that could generate electricity, hydrogen, whatever. And I know it's a big project, but that's the way it appeared to be we all should be heading towards. So again, Chairperson, maybe it's something we could look at. Thank you.
Okay, Councillor McKee, thank you. I'm sure it's something that Andrew and his team will take a look at over the coming weeks. Councillor Clark.
Chair, I wasn't going to come in, sorry about that. I'd just like to put in record that I've opposed to that suggestion about taking incineration into Newry or Dunpatrick or anywhere within our district. I'm not going to rehearse what I've said many times before. I think recycling is the best way forward and getting uses for the recycled products to start investigating this type of issue would be a waste of time for the council.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. I would have to agree with you there. I think recycling is the way forward. Incineration seems to cause a lot of uproar across the island at the minute. So we'll leave it in Andrew's capable hands, and he can come back on that one. So if everyone's happy enough, we'll move on to item 6, which is the chewing gum cleanup fund update, and Sinead is going to talk on this paper.
Thank you, Chair. And this paper is for decision. Members will recall a previous report that was brought to committee in relation to an application to be made to the Keeper and Tidy's Chewing Gum Task Force Cleanup Fund. The application has been successful, and funding for £20,000 has been granted for a number of items, and that includes handheld gum removal units, small bin mounted gumdrop style bins, signage, the installation of the bins and the signage, some training and associated PR to the public and schools. Examples of the removal units and the bins can be found in Appendix 1. It is anticipated that the chewing gum cleansing project will commence in early autumn with a review at the end of the project and further intervals of 6 and 12 months following the project. The application has requested that successful applicants would nominate an ambassador to champion the fund, and the recommendations from the report are that members would note the contents of the report and nominate an elected member as an ambassador to champion the fund. And just if it would be helpful if members would consider volunteering a nominated ambassador this evening to discuss with funders at a meeting tomorrow. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Sinead. I'm not sure. I would like to think everyone's read the paper. Would anyone be willing to take on the role of being an elected member ambassador for this fund? We have no takers just yet, Sinead. If someone wishes to take it up, could you possibly make contact with Sinead outside the meeting? And Sinead can take him from there. Councillor Anders, you are happy to propose the paper and you want to make a comment?
Yes, just more or less I welcome the paper, and the fact is that a successful application for a funding of £20,000 is to be welcomed. So I'm happy to propose the recommendations of the paper, and as I say, in light of what you've said about the nomination, hopefully a nomination can be sought and found as soon as possible to enable Council to go to the meeting tomorrow to announce who's going to be the representative as chewing gum ambassador. Thank you.
Okay, Councillor McKevitt.
Yeah, thanks, Owen. Congratulations on the successful application. Now, £20,000 is nothing to be laughed at, and it'll make an awful difference across the communities when this gets up and running. Without having any pre-discussion, I would like to propose Councillor Terry Andrews, if he's available to do it. I think he'd be very capable ambassador for this topic.
Well, I put myself to the committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Andrews, and I shall second that one.
Thank you very much, and I'll do my best. I'll have to go on a chewing gum course to see what's good. I think it's a very worthwhile fund and whatever, and just hopefully now we'll look at it. Thank you very much.
Good man, Terry.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank God he didn't
wriggle
his eye to that one.
Oh. All right, folks. Can I get a seconder for that item, please? Thank you. Councillor Curran is going to second that. He's in the chamber here. Okay, folks, can I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Thank you. Councillor Murphy proposed and seconded by Councillor McKevitt. Linda, can you let me know when the press is? Okay, thank you, Linda. Okay, we'll just get a wee update of what was agreed in closed session. Item 7, the business case for the replacement of 4x4 vehicles for closed landfill sites. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to approve the business case as per Appendix 1 for the replacement of one four-wheel drive vehicle for use by the waste processing section to access and service closed landfill sites across Newry, Mourne and Down District Council area. Item 8, contract extensions, Neighbourhood Services Action Plan. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the contents of the report dated the 17th of August 2022 from Ms. Sinead Murphy, Acting Assistant Director of Waste Management, regarding contract extensions as identified in the Neighbourhood Services Contract Action Plan. Item 9, the ARC 21 Joint Committee Members Monthly Bulletin dated the 30th of June 2022 on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Curran. It agreed to note this bulletin. Item 10, ARC 21 Joint Committee Meeting in Committee Minutes of 26th of May 2022 on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Curran. It agreed to note these minutes. Thank you. Okay, folks, we move on. Items 11, 12 and 13 are all for noting. Item 11 is the action sheet from the Neighbourhood Services Working Group meeting held on Monday, the 8th of August. Item 12 is the ARC 21 Joint Committee meeting minutes of Thursday, the 26th of May, 2022. And item 13 is the historical action sheet. So I'll just take it that all of these were read. If anyone has any issues, if you could pop it in the chat. If not, could I get a proposer and a seconder for items 11, 12 and 13, please? Proposed by Councillor Murphy, and I'm happy to second. Okay, folks, that brings a conclusion to this meeting. Thanks to Andrew for his first meeting here. I think he might be back for the next one. I don't know. We'll see. So thanks very much, everyone, and we'll see you all next month. And hopefully Sinead will have a paper on the recycling centres, hopefully that won't be fudge. All right. See you then, Cheerio.
Thanks, Chair. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you, Chair.